弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
我们真的感谢主，我们可以放下一切，来到神的面前一起敬拜他。
Thanks to the Lord that we may drop everything and just come to Him as we are.
早上我们在这里呢，要一起交通，人只是安息日的主。
This morning we're going to talk about how the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
不知道前阵子你有没有看到有一个小小的新闻。
I don't know if you pay attention to this small piece of news.
那这个新闻呢？这一则新闻是讲到现在有一种教会。
That this news says that there is now this new type of church.
它叫做无神教会。
And this church is the church without a God.
那什么意思呢？
What does that even mean?
他们在主日他们也敬拜。
That on the Lord's day they do worship.
那他们呢在那里呢也唱诗歌。
And they will sing songs.
可是呢他们的中心呢叫做没有神。
However, that place is called No God.
他们的信息呢，在那里发出来，告诉世人说，这世上没有神。
And they will talk about the message. The message will be about there is no God.
他们在那里唱诗的时候，也在那里唱说没有神。
And when they sing the songs will say there is no God.
可是他们在那里敬拜什么呢？
Then what are they really worshiping too?
他们星期天的时候也聚在一起。
On Sunday they get together.
所以当你走进去的时候，你会发现，哇，这里有一个教会。
So you may think that hey, there's a church.
他们是有一个有名字的教会。
That a church even with a name.
啊，你进去的时候，你发现呀，他们彼此之间也非常的和谐。
And when they walk in, when you walk in, you see the people are in happiness.
可是呢，最后你听到的这个信息呢，却是告诉你这个世上没有神。
But yet.At the message, when they talk, they will tell you that there is no God.
他们在星期天确实是他们在那里享受一个休息的日子。
On Sunday, they do enjoy that one day as a day of rest.
他们像一家人一样在那个聚会的地方欢喜快乐。
They will come together as a family and be happy.
可是呢，他们说没有神。
But yet, they preach the message that there is no God.
可是我们知道人子来到世上的时候。
But we know that when the Son of Man came to this world.
我们的主耶稣基督他总是叫自己是人子。
That our Lord Jesus Christ will call himself the Son of Man.
我们也晓得这个是在旧约但以理他看到异象他人子坐在那高高的宝座上。
And then we know that on the Old Testament, when Daniel, the prophet, already told us that the Son of Man will be exalted.
他也是那一位将来要审判万族的万民的神。
And this is also the Lord, the God who will judge the people at the end.
所以当主耶稣自称为人子的时候是在那里表示他是原于天的人。
So that when Jesus Christ called himself the Son of Man, he told us that he is originally from heaven.
可是他在地上行走的时候他却是那一位真神。
But when he walked on this earth, he is still the true God.
所以如果我们对主耶稣基督他的身份有这样的了解的时候。
So now if we understand who Jesus really is.
我们对于人子是安息日的主。
Then we'll understand that the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
那我们就比较容易接受。
And after that, we will then further understand.
然后我们可以知道，人子呢，他是创造万有的神。
That the Son of Man is the creator of all things.
自然呢，他就是这个安息日的主。
And then, of course, then he is also the Lord of Sabbath.
所以我们发现呢，从创世以来呢，有一个不变的定律。
So we know that from the beginning, there is already this law.
那这也是在神的眼中呢，自己看为美为善的事。
And this is the things that God thinks that is a good thing.
所以就是在认真工作之后，我们需要有一段的休息。
That after you work really hard, you deserve a day of rest.
所以在创世纪第二章第三节这里告诉我们说，神赐福给第七日。
So on Genesis chapter 2:3 it says, Then God blessed it the seventh day.
这一日呢，他定为圣日。
And sanctified it.
在这一日，神歇了他一切创造的工。
Because in it he rested from all his work.
就安息了。
Which God has created and made.
所以我们发现到我们的神也是一个能安息的神。
So we now see that our God take a day off too.
他用了六日创造世界的万有万物。
He spent 6 days to create all things.
可是第七日他说要休息。
Then on the seventh day he rests.
因为第七日是一个圣日。
Because the seventh day is now sanctified.
他给我们一个榜样。
So he set for us an example.
所以在这样的一个日子他放下一切的事。
On that day, God dropped all his work.
在这里他要祝福他所创造的人。
And on that day, he blessed all his creation.
那安息日的日子是我们人与父神有一个接近的日子。
That on this seventh day is the day that we come close to our Lord.
在这样的日子我们可以把它分别为圣来归给我们 的神使用。
And that day we sanctified it so that we can be used on that day.
所以弟兄姊妹，在安息日的时候，我们跟神建立一个关系。
So brothers and sisters, on the seventh day, we make a relationship with God.
在这样的日子的时候，我们享受他的同在。
On that day, we enjoy His presence.
所以我们可以不断在这样的一个日子里面。恢复我们跟神之间的关系。
So on that day, continuously, we rebuild our relationship with God.
每七日，我们的神就提醒我们一次。
And every seventh day, our Lord reminds us.
这一日是神所要祝福我们的日子。
That this day is the day that the Lord wants to bless us.
这一日是我们可以享受神的日子。
And on that day is the day that we get to enjoy.
所以在一个公司里面。
So that's why at your workplace.
这个老板如果停不下来的话。
If this owner can never stop.
很显然呢，他的火气或是他的故宫也停不下来。
And I'll let you know that his temper will be built up as well.
这些员工如果停不下来的话
，And if all his employees does not stop,
很可能他所这个养育的牲畜也停不下来。
Then very soon, then all their work will not stop.
这些做工的牲畜停不下来的话
，And if all their cattle does not stop working,
你知道土地也停不下来。
Then the ground will not stop working.
因为土地不断的在那里运作的时候
，And if the field is keep on being worked,
那土地越来越贫瘠
，And then the field will now be more poor.
所以就进到一个恶性循环里面
，And then now we get into this cycle of death.
慢慢就远离了神的创造
，And then slowly and slowly it will be further away from what God wants.
因为这不是神的心意
，Because this is not God's will.
所以在休息的日子
，So that's why on the day of the rest.
当我们停下来的时候
，When we stop.
我们会发现很多的事物就跟我们一起停下来。
And a lot of things around us will stop with us.
那在那样的一个光景之下，很多的事物就在那里享受神的创造。
And then at that time, then all the things around us get to enjoy the presence.
所以安息是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to rest?
就是在那里再一次啊，我们的生命被更新了。
To rest means that our life get to be renewed.
好像 refresh 这样子，就是好像我们这个人再一次非常的新鲜，又有了活力，又有了动力。
Just like your life will now get to be refreshed.
所以这就是安息日真实的意义。
And this is the true meaning of resting.
所以如果我们回想到这个埃及，这个以色列百姓他们出埃及的日子。
So when we think about the time when the Israelites was taking walking away from Egypt.
他们走到旷野的时候。
When they walked in the wilderness.
他们在那里。旷野的经历，他们在那里没有东西吃。
And in the wilderness, when they were in famine, when they were in hunger,
所以他们就向他们的领袖摩西在那里抱怨。
And then they would start complaining to Moses, their leader.
说你从埃及把我们带来这个旷野。
And ask him, you took us away from Egypt to this wilderness.
好了，你看我们现在。东西都吃完了，再也没有东西可以吃了。
And now that we finished all our supplies and we ran out of food.
所以他们就开始抱怨起来。
And they start complaining to Moses.
可是呢，就在这个时候，当摩西跟神交通的时候，神就对摩西说。
And when Moses talked to God, and God then said this to him.
那我要将这个粮食从天降下来。
God said, I will give you food from heaven.
赐给你们。
And I will give it to you.
可是呢，当我降下这个粮食的时候，是要试试看你们。
But when I give you the food, I'm also giving you a test.
那我是要试试看你们有没有遵守我的话。
And I want to see if you will follow my command.
要试验百姓有没有守这个法度。
I want to test you to see if you will follow my command.
那你们也会发现呢，多收的。
And then you will find out that even if you capture more,
没有余。
That you will not have leftover.
你们也会发现，你们用这个粮食呢，少收的也没有缺。
And I'll find, and you know that even if you don't get much, you will have just enough.
所以个人就按着自己的需要，从神领受这样的天粮。
So then everyone should just come take their own portion and
not
more.
所以在这个圣安息日的时候
，So that on this day of rest,
神特别设计了一件事情。
God has set this one particular thing.
就是那天上降下来的粮，在这一日没有降下来。
That the manna will not come to earth on the seventh day.
所以在第六日的时候，神就要百姓在这一日里面拾取两份。
So that on the sixth day, the people are supposed to gather food enough for 2 days.
所以这些百姓不用在第七日到外面去拾取。
So that the people does not need to work on the seventh day.
好了，如果你相信神的话
，So if you believe what God said.
所以呢，在第六日呢，我们就会拣选两份的那个量。
So then on the sixth day, you will know you will have together enough for 2 days.
可是如果你没有听神的话,
But now, if you do not follow the
command, 在第六日你还是只拾取那么一份,
on the sixth day, if you only gather enough for 1 day,
第七日你出去的时候,
then on the seventh day, when you go out,
你发现天上没有降下那个粮来,
you will find no food.
所以那当时呢，有一些以色列百姓，他们就发现他们自己没有粮食可吃。
So that on the seventh day, if you forgot to capture more, then you will be in hunger.
所以第七日呢，是神要这些百姓和他自己活在一起的日子。
So on the seventh day, God wants us to be with Him.
所以百姓能够以神为主。
So that the people can proclaim the a God to be their Lord.
有神做他们的中心。
That God to be the center.
所以在这样的日子里面
It is also on that day,
神借着一个不给粮食的动作
that God does not give them food,
让这些百姓来敬拜他
so that the people can use all their time with him.
那这好像非常的被动
Then I tell you, this looks a little passive.
哎呀，因为今天没有粮食了
Because on that day, there's no food coming down.
那我来敬拜神
Then I will find, I'll come worship Lord.
因为我相信当这一天我来敬拜神的时候接下来的几天神还会赐福给我们
Because we know that on that day if we come to the Lord then on the next 6 day we have food again.
那这是一个被动的光景
And then if you think of it so passively.
可是呢一个主动的光景就想到就是说我要听主的话
But on the other hand if you think of it actively then you know that we follow the Lord's command.
第六日的时候我就按着神的话我做我该做的事
And on the 6th day I follow his command and do what I'm supposed to do.
那百姓在那一天的时候拾取两份
and people followed God's command and captured 2 days worth of food.
整个的心就安息下来
and then when they're finished, then they come in peace.
所以在旧约的时候，他们在预备日的时候，他们就已经开始在那里要在安息日能够过一个陶足喜悦的日子。
So on the 6th day after they're been prepared, then they could come in peace.
所以听主话的人在前面一天呢就已经开始在那里经历神的同在。
So in other words, the people that follows the God's command, on the 6th day, they started being together with God.
所以他们在安息日上我们的神守这样的一个圣日的时候
So that on the 7th day, when they consecrate themselves,
神的祝福就临到百姓
That God's blessing will come to them again.
所以今天我们活在这样的一个世代
So today in our age
我们对主耶稣都有这样的一个认识
We have the same knowing of
就是主耶稣是那从天上降下来的真粮
That our Lord is the food from heaven.
所以今天我们靠什么为生呢
So today, what are we living on?
是的有一个有形质的食物在那里没错
Yes, true, we do live on physical food.
可是在我们的灵里面我们却靠着我们主耶稣基督成为我们的粮食
But I tell you that spiritually Jesus is our spiritual food
啊，这样的一个经历也是非常实际的
And I tell you this is not just spiritually but in reality
所以当我们领受这样天粮的时候
So when we receive this heavenly food
我们发现我们每一天的日子好像我们都得饱足
That every day when we live a life we feel fulfilled
所以就在主日的时候我们可以来到神的家里面
So that's why it's importantOn the Lord's day, we come to His house.
那我们尊神的名为圣。
And we exalt His name on high.
我们个人就在这里，按着我们生命的深浅。
And it is also here, depending on the depth of our life.
在这里领受神的祝福。
We receive our portion.
真的，多收的也没有余。
That if we receive more, there will be no leftover.
少收的也没有缺。
But if we receive less.We will still have enough.
我们个人按着我们生命的度量在这里领受神一切的祝福
That every one of us depending on where we are we receive just enough
我们都在成长
So that we can grow
我们的生命都在结果
So that we can bear fruit
这是神向我们所定的一个日子
And this is the day that the Lord set apart for us
所以当我们看到出埃及的时候神在那里说你们当纪念安息日守为圣日
So that's why when people are exiting Egypt, the Lord asked them to consecrate the 7th day.
但第七日要向你耶和华守这样的日子。
And it is on the 7th day we have to follow the Lord's command.
特别说到呢，你和你的儿女。
Particularly it says for you and your children.
还有你家里面的仆婢。
And all of your household.
牲畜。
And all of your cattle.
还有寄居在你城里面的客旅。
And all the pilgrims and people, the foreigners that live in your city.
什么工作都不能做, 要放下来,
that all work must be stopped.
那因为呢, 六日之内呢, 神已经把天地万物都造好了,
because in 6 days, God has created heaven and earth.
第七日要安息下来,
and on the 7th day is the day of rest.
在这一日, 神要赐福给这一日,
and it is on that day that God will give us his blessing.
所以这一日叫做圣日,
so that's why that day is the consecrated day.
兄姊妹, 所以从创造世界以来,
so from the creating of all things till now,
直到今天我们还在享受这样的日子,
until today we still enjoy this same day.
所以今天我们在这里敬拜的时候,
so today when we gather and worship,
我们可以一想到神的时候,
when we think of our Lord,
神是哪一位神呢?
When we ask who is our Lord,
我们就想到神是创造世界的神,
then I'll tell you that the Lord is the creator of all things.
所以这里有一个约定, 一直在我们的中间,
and here God made a covenant with us.
一个永远的约定在我们的中间,
a covenant from eternity to eternity.
他是创造世界万物的神,
that he is the creator of all things.
所以他在这里向我们显明他是神,
and here he reveals to us that he is God.
所以每七日我们聚会的时候, 在这里说明有神,
so when every 7th day when we gather, we proclaim that there is God.
所以这一个约不会断绝的,
this covenant is meant to last forever.
今天我们坐在这里, 就是神向我们显明他的约, 一直都在这里,
and today when we gather, it is time for God to reveal to us this covenant again.
所以呢, 当我们的神向摩西说话的时候, 他要百姓们知道, 一定要守这样的日子,
so when the Lord spoke to Moses, he reminded him that all his people should remember this covenant.
因为这是神向他的百姓所显出的证据,
because this is the assurance and proof that our God exists.
在这样的日子可以得到舒畅,
that it is on that day it will be expressed to us again.
有一次呢, 摩西就问神,
so one time Moses asked God,
就说人们在什么事上可以知道我和你的百姓, 在你的面前是蒙恩的呢?
Then how do we know particularly that your people, when they come to you, that they are indeed blessed?
那岂不是你因为你与我们同去, 使我知道你和你的百姓在地上与万民有分别吗?
Then how you don't give us any proof that we are different from all the other people on this world.
所以呢, 神就向摩西来说明一件事情,
so that God demonstrated to Moses this one thing.
当我与你同行的时候,
and God says, when I am with you,
当我与你同在的时候,
when I am in the presence of you,
你就能够得到安息,
then you may be rest.
这安息就是我与你们同在的一个证据,
when you feel restful, that means that I am in the midst of you.
这样的安息就是你们在我面前蒙恩的一个证据,
and when you are resting, that is the true proof of that I am in the midst of you.
这样的日子呢, 也是让你们与世上万民有分别的一个日子,
and when you are resting, you could see that you are now different from all the other people in this world.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们逐日来到神的家里面, 敬拜赞美的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we gather in the house of God, when we worship,
确实我们发现我们与世上的百姓有所分别,
then don't you feel that you are just a little different from the people that are not here?
这么美好的一个日子,
that when we come in this good time,
阳光普照的日子,
on this sunny day,
大可以去到海边,
we could have spent our time at the beach,
啊, 享受那海边的欢乐,
to enjoy this ocean breeze,
也可以走到那高高的山上,
or maybe we could spend our time on a high mountain,
来锻炼我们的身体,
to do some hiking,
让我们的身体更加的健康,
so that we could be more healthy.
可是呢, 在这样的日子, 我们却选择来到神的面前,
but yet we all choose to come here,
因为我们知道我们是神的儿女,
because we know that we are the sons of God.
我们确实与那些不认识神的百姓有所分别,
that we act differently from the people that do not know our God.
所以这是神向我们的应许,
and this is the promise of our Lord.
所以呢, 当我们走到新约的时候,
so now when we come into the New Testament,
在马太福音11章28节到30节这里就说到,
in Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30, it said,
好不好,我们一起来读这一段的经文,
how about we read this together?
那在荧幕上也有, 我相信在周报上也有, 我们可以一起来读,
let's read. Come to me,
当重担的人可以到我这里来,
and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart,
学我的样式, 这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。弟兄姊妹，这个是马太福音这一位作者呢，他在这里叙述到主耶稣所说的这一段话。
And in Matthew chapter 11, this is when the author tells us what this means.
所以呢，当我们的主他以一位神的身份来到世上的时候，
that when our God comes to us as one of us,
有一位神与我们同在。
That he, when he was in the midst of us,
他在这里说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到神这里来。
It says that all who are weary and heavy laden, come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you peace and rest.
当主耶稣来到这世上的时候，他的心里是何等的柔和谦卑。
When Jesus came to us, he was gentle and humble.
那主耶稣在这里说到，你们应当负我的轭。
And he says, come and take my yoke.
应该学我的样式。
And learn from me.
你们的心里就必得享安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
弟兄姊妹，这里我们看到一面是外面我们可以得安息。
And here we see that externally we can receive rest.
一面我们里面也能得安息。
And also internally we can receive rest as
well. 这里有一个秘诀在这边。
And here it tells us a secret.
我们一定要把我们的重担带到神的面前来。
The secret is that we have to come to him first with a heavy burden.
让我们的神，我们的主来负我们的轭。
So that our Lord can take our yoke.
让我们的忧虑卸在神的面前。
So that all of our worries are now laid on him.
我们就可以得享安息。
And after that, we can find rest.
所以如果我们愿意学习主谦卑侍奉的样子，
If we're willing to learn from him, gentle and humble in heart.
学习我们的主在世上如何服侍了人，
To learn from him how he served the people.
我们会发现主的轭是容易的。
Then we will see that his yoke is easy.
我们也发现主的担子是轻省的。
And his burden is light.
在这一日我们就能够享受主的安息。
And on that day, we can find rest.
在安息日我们到底当做什么事呢？
And what are we supposed to do on the Sabbath?
那这里呢，有一段的经文我们再一起来读。
And a couple more verses, let's read together.
那我们在周五的交通，前一阵子我们也有交通到这一段的话。
And we just talked about this chapter a couple of Fridays ago.
在马可福音第二章二十三节到二十四节。
Mark chapter 2, 23, 24.
我们先来读这一段的话。
Together.
耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他门徒行路的时候，掐了麦穗。法利赛人对耶稣说：“看哪，他们在安息日不可做的事呢？”好，那在这里呢，这一段的话就是主耶稣和他的门徒经过麦田。
Here it talks about how Jesus and his disciple passed through the grain field.
所以他们在麦田呢，当时主耶稣的门徒因为饥饿，他们就掐了麦穗。
During the Sabbath, and because they were hungry, they began picking the heads of grain.
他们不但掐了麦穗呢，他们还把这个麦穗在手上磨了一下。
And not only to pick these grains, they also put it in their hands.
搓揉之后呢，他们就把它当作食物吃了。
They will press it, and then they will eat it.
那在这里呢，我们继续读下去。
Let's read after this.
他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是安息日设立的，所以人子是安息日的主。所以呢，当门徒做这件事情，
so after his disciple did that,
那法利赛人呢，对这件事情有一些的挑战。
Then the Pharisees came and challenged them.
所以呢，他就对主耶稣来说，你的门徒做这样的事情。
And said to him, why are your disciple doing what is not lawful?
那在安息日不能做的事，为什么你的门徒还做呢？
Why are they doing the things that are prohibited on the day of Sabbath?
那在这里呢，特别让我们一看到，就是说，在安息日不能做的事是什么事
？Here it talks about the things that are not lawful on the day of Sabbath.
法利赛人呢，他们所提出来的这样的一个问题，是根据他们的法典来诉说的。
And then what the Pharisees challenging Jesus about was according to the rules of the Pharisees.
所以呢，根据他们犹太人的法典呢，在安息日的时候有37项是不能在这样一个日子来做。
And according to the Jews, there's 37 things that you're not supposed to do on the Sabbath day.
那法利赛人他们不但明白神的话，也明白这些法律的典章。
Now, Terry, the of the Pharisees, not only they understand the laws of God, they also understand the rules and the traditions of man. So on that day, busy following all these rules, they cannot rest.
他们看到人经过他们面前的时候,
because whoever walks before them, they will start looking and judging to see if they're breaking any rules.
相信这些,这个当时的百姓呢,
and I also believe that the people that are walking by, they must be pressured as well.
我相信很多人, 希望不要走到这些法利赛人跟文士的面前。
And I think all the people are actively trying to avoid these Pharisees.
可能一不小心呢, 他们就要告诉你, 哎, 这个不能做。
Because if you walk by them, they might just come up to you and say, hey, you're not supposed to do that.
又告诉你, 哎, 那个又不能做。
Or maybe he didn't say, hey, you're not supposed to do that.
哎, 你这样做是犯了安息日的规定。
Oh, you're breaking the rules of the Sabbath.
所以呢,好像 他们没有办法在那个安息日里面得到安息。
So for all these people, none of them can rest.
可是当我们细细的去思想的时候,
and now if you think about it just a little more,
到底在安息日什么事情我们不当做呢?
That what is really unlawful in the day of Sabbath?
如果有一些事情叫你个人得不到安息,
if there are things that make you not restful,
这样的事我们不要做,
then I tell you that do not do those things.
如果有一些事情呢, 让我们叫别人不能得到安息, 这样的事我们也不要做。
And if there are things that if you do it, you make other people not restful, then don't do it.
所以我们发现主耶稣面对这样的一个问题的时候,
so here we see that when Jesus was presented with that question,
那有一个学者就讲到就是说这些法利赛人呢, 实际上是要挑战主耶稣。
And some scholar said that here the Pharisees are challenging Jesus.
为什么基督徒在安息日可以做这些不能律法上规定不能做的事?
Challenging Jesus and says, why are your disciples doing what is not lawful?
可是主耶稣呢却按着他们的问题来回答他们。
And then what did Jesus say?
对他们说,难道你们没有念过吗?
And Jesus says, have you never read?
那经上记得大卫跟跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事。
Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions became hungry?
所以呢,主耶稣呢就把问题带回到人性最基本的需要上面。
So Jesus brought these questions back to the natural needs of all men.
主耶稣呢就告诉他们,就说按着神的旨意。
And he says that following the commands of God,
神呢也在这里满足人一切的需要,
that here God has satisfied all the needs of man,
才让他们来守这样的一个律例。
And after that, then he asked men to follow his law.
所以我们的神看重人的需要高过这些律例典章的要求。
So here we see that God pays more attention to what we need than asking us to follow his rules.
所以这也是主耶稣在安息日他自己所要做的事。
And that's exactly what Jesus is doing on the day of Sabbath.
所以我们发现神在这里呢, 借着这样的一个日子, 祂要解决人性上的需求。
And even on that day, God's want to satisfy our needs.
可是呢, 也再一次向他的门徒来表明说, 在这样的日子呢, 要来跟从主。
And again, he wants to emphasize to his disciples that on that day, God wants us to follow
him. 在这样的日子, 要把这样的日子分别出来,
and on that day, we're supposed to be consecrated to worship God.
所以呢, 这样的日子里面,
so that's why on that day, his disciples follow Jesus to live their life.
当他们在一个需求上面需要满足的时候,
and when they have needs, Jesus satisfied their needs.
所以主耶稣基督就在那里满足他们的需要。
So that's why there, Jesus gave them food.
那我们看到就是说, 在安息日所当做的事,
then here we see that what are the things that we can do on Sabbath?
那主耶稣继续的就说到, 祭司在安息日所做的事,
and then Jesus continues to explain what a priest is supposed to do on the Sabbath.
所以呢, 他就把这一段话告诉以色列, 告诉这个法利赛人,
and this is what Jesus said.
他说他, 这个大卫呢, 当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候, 怎么进了神的殿?
And then how David entered into the house of God in the time of Abiathar.
他在殿里面吃了那陈设饼,
and ate the consecrated bread.
又给那跟从他的人吃,
And he also gave it to those who were with him.
我们知道这个饼呢, 按规定讲是给祭司来吃的,
and we know that this consecrated bread is only supposed to be ate by
the priests
and no one else.
所以呢, 当我们看回旧约圣经的时候,
so when we look back onto the Old Testament,
我们知道大卫那一天跟着他的人进到圣殿里面,
that when David and his companions enter into the house of God,
就向祭司来要这样的饼吃,
and they ask the priest to have a piece of this
他说,
consecrated bread.
你给我五个饼, 好像我跟从我的人可以吃到 可以满足我们饥饿的这样的一个情况
and he asked the priest for 5 pieces of bread so that he and his people can be filled
那大祭司呢, 就跟他讲说, 我的手下没有任何的饼, 只有这个圣饼
and then the priest said that I don't have no other bread with me but the consecrated bread
所以呢, 大祭司就解释给他听, 就说, 怎么样的情况之下, 人才可以吃这个饼?
And the priest explained to David that in some particular situations, other men can eat this bread.
所以呢, 大卫就回复这个祭司说, 我确实是在这样的一个情况之下, 也按着神的情形, 我的身体是洁净的。
And then David explained to him that yes, I am in this situation, and I am cleansed.
所以呢, 大祭司就在大卫合于神的旨意之下, 把这个替换下来的饼给了他吃。
So that's why the priest gave him this piece of consecrated bread.
所以我们在这里可以看到就是, 当祭司呢, 按着神的旨意, 他在这里呢, 做了一个贡献。
So here, the priest is following the Lord's command and gave a piece of bread.
他把这个饼给当时的君王大卫来吃。
And he gave this consecrated bread to the King David.
也是按着神的心意在那里做事。
And he was following the will of God.
因为大卫符合了神圣洁的条例。
Because David is consecrated.
那若是大卫跟跟随他的人当时可以做这样的事情,
and now if David and his people could eat that bread,
所以主耶稣就引诱回来当门徒跟跟从主耶稣基督他们做这样的实体麦穗来吃,为什么不可以?
So then Jesus asked the Pharisees, I am doing the same thing as David, why am I not lawful?
所以如果法利赛人这些人认识, 当时神设立安息日的目的,
now, if the Pharisees, if they did understand the true meaning of Sabbath,
是为了叫人得安息,
the true meaning is for people to find rest.
他们就不会按着他们法典里面的律例典章, 叫人不能得安息,
then these people, these Pharisees, will not set up the rules to constrain the people.
所以今天我们在神的面前, 我们一定要明白神的旨意。
So today, when we come to our Lord, we have to understand His will.
我们也能够在这里来供应人的需要。
So that with that, we can supply the needs of the other people.
所以呢, 在这里呢, 我们发现这些法利赛人安息的日子, 他们没有办法安息。
So for this Pharisee, they did not find rest on the day of Sabbath.
他们没有办法在这里按着神的怜悯心肠来做一, 所有人的供应。
And these Pharisees, they cannot supply because they never understood the will of God.
所以我们也发现呢, 主耶稣在马太福音的时候, 接着这一段话, 他就说了更多一点的说明。
So here, on Matthew chapter 12, Jesus told us some more.
他说到律法上记着说,
and he says, have you not read in the law?
当安息日, 祭司在圣殿里犯了安息日, 还是没有罪。
That on the Sabbath, the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and are innocent.
你们没有念过吗?
That I say to you,
但我告诉你们, 这里有一人比殿更大。
But I say to you that something greater than the temple is here.
所以我们看到这些祭司们, 这些侍奉神的人, 在安息日的时候, 他们仍然在那里工作。
That when for the priests, they still have to work on Sabbath.
可是有没有人定他们的罪呢?
But now is anyone counting them as unlawful?
我们发现他们在安息日做事的时候, 他们身上没有, 就说没有罪。
That I tell you that these priests, even when they work on Sabbath, they are lawful.
因为他们在那里侍奉神, 在那里服侍神的时候, 他们在那里为人来献祭的时候,
they're innocent because they are there to help people to offer.
他们在那里解释了人身上所有的罪担。
They're there to take the yoke of the heavy burden of the people.
所以主耶稣就告诉这些法利赛人说, 祭司在殿里面犯了安息日是没有罪的。
that indeed for the priest to work on the day of the Sabbath, they are innocent.
这里有一人比殿更大,
because here, there's something greater than the temple.
所以就引射到主耶稣他自己就是这样的一位真神。
So now, if we look at it, Jesus is this one thing that is greater.
他比这殿还大,
that he is the one who is bigger than the temple.
所以当我们看到大卫在殿里面用那个圣饼的时候,
so that just like when David was eating this piece of bread,
是没有罪的,
in the temple, he was innocent.
可是主耶稣基督今天带着门徒,他们在麦田里面掐了这个麦穗,
so similarly, when Jesus and his people took this grain from the grain fields,
也是没有罪的,
they were innocent as well.
所以呢,我们发现呢,
so I tell you that the Sabbath day is only a rule.
可是当我们在神的殿里面按着神的旨意在那里行的时候,
but when we come into the temple of God and when we follow this rule,
我们所做的已经远远大过这个条例,
that what we truly do is bigger than this rule itself.
可是今天我们如果在基督耶稣里面,
today, when we are in Christ,
我们发现我们跟着主耶稣基督所做所行的时候,
and when we walk according to his will,
都按着主耶稣基督的吩咐,
if we do all his will,
其实我们就远远地超过那旧约的条例,
then I tell you that we are much bigger than the people that just follow the rule.
所以我们看到人子他在安息日做了什么事呢?
Then, so what did the Son of Man do on the Sabbath?
所以在这里他说他对法利赛人说安息日是为人设立的。
So here he says to the Pharisee that the Sabbath was made for man.
人不是为安息日设立的,
and not man for the Sabbath.
所以人子也是安息日的主。
So the Son of Man is also the Lord even on the Sabbath.
所以在新约这样的一个恩典的时代,
so on the New Testament, on the age of grace.
所以主耶稣基督他自己来呢,他要做行完, 那个父神所差他做的事,
that Jesus will come and follow the will of the Father.
所以按着神的旨意,他在地上要做一些事情出来。
Following the will of the Father, he comes to do a couple things.
所以当他跟法利赛人说明这件事的时候,
so when he explained himself to the Pharisees,
接下去有一段很重要的事,
then something important happened afterward.
就是我们主耶稣基督他在安息日的时候,他就在那里做医治的工作。
Is that Jesus started healing on the days of Sabbath.
有人就带着一个手被枯干的人到主耶稣的面前。
So then someone brought to him someone, an arm that is no longer useful.
他们也是要在那里试探主耶稣,
a crippled, they wanted to test Jesus,
看看主耶稣到底要在这个人身上做什么事,
to see if Jesus is going to heal this lame.
我们发现主耶稣基督来到这里让人能够得安息,
but we know that Jesus came so that people can find rest in him.
所以这一个人在安息日来到主耶稣面前的时候主耶稣就 医治他,
so when this cripple came to Jesus on the Sabbath, Jesus healed him.
所以他枯干的右手就得到医治,
so that his arm that was dry before, it was now healed.
所以我们看到好像是一个被破坏的一个光景,
so we see that originally it was a bad situation,
一个生病的一个情况,
a showing of our life.
主耶稣在安息日呢, 使他得到更新,
but it is on the Sabbath that this life is now refreshed.
主耶稣使他在安息日得到一个恢复,
it is Jesus who has now restored his arm on Sabbath.
好像一个不完全的人来到神的面前就得着完全了,
just like a man who was incomplete before is now completed.
所以主耶稣又在问这些法利赛人说, 到底在安息日行善就, 行善救命可以不可以呢?
So then Jesus asked the Pharisees back and said, can I do good on the day of Sabbath?
所以我们发现我们的神,我们的主, 他在安息日,他在这里要恢复一个心脏。
So that we see that our Lord, he comes on the Sabbath to restore and refresh.
所以每一次借着这个日子,我们回到主的面前。
So that every time when we come to this date, we have another chance to come to our Lord.
我们的全身心灵就得到舒畅。
So that our body, our flesh, our soul can be refreshed.
这是主耶稣基督要在安息日所做的事。
And this is what Jesus wants to do on Sabbath.
所以当我们继续看下去的时候,
and when we read on,
在新约罗马书第七章第六节这里说道,
in Romans chapter 7, 6 it says,
我们既然在捆绑我们的律法上死了,
that we have already died on the law that constrains us,
现今呢,就脱离了律法,
and now we have departed from the law,
叫我们服侍主是按着心灵的心样,
so that when we serve the Lord, we serve with a new spirit.
不按遗文的旧样。
And we no longer follow the law.
所以我们知道我们的主，他不是让我们被律法所捆锁。
So we now know that we are no longer bounded by the law.
他要让我们脱离一个律法的光景。
So that we can now be set free from the law.
好像我们有一个新的样式来服侍我们的主。
Just like now that we have a new self to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都已经被神拯救。
Brothers and sisters, we are all saved.
我们称自己为神的儿女。
That we can call ourselves the children of God.
在这样的日子，我们来到神的面前服侍他。
And in this time, we come to serve.
我们究竟是按着心灵的新样来服侍他？
Are we serving Him in our new image?
还是按着许多人的教导在这里侍奉主？
Or are we only serving Him with the teaching of the others?
所以呢，在基督里面服侍主、侍奉主。
So that in Christ, when we serve.
是叫我们做任何的事情
you will make all things,
都能够享受主的同在
all things to be done in the midst of Christ.
所以我们在这里侍奉的时候我们发现我们的重担是轻的
So that's why when we serve, we find that our burden is light.
我们常常回到神的面前我们也可以得到神的祝福
And that when we always come to the Lord, that's when we receive more blessings.
所以我们在这里侍奉主的时候
So it is when we serve.
在于我们对我们的主人有一个爱的心智在那里。
That we could reveal our love to our master.
我们甘愿来侍奉他。
That we want to serve him.
我们愿意我们的主成为我们的主。
That we want the Lord to be our Lord.
成为我们的主人。
To be our master.
好像我们像仆人一样的在他面前侍奉。
So that we could serve him as a servant.
所以神的儿女按着神所给我们的一个这个心灵的新样
so that the children of God we could have this new image
就是有一个圣灵在我们里面叫我们自由
a new life so that we can be set free
所以在主的日子里面我们可以做一个自由的人
so that in the days of the Lord we can be set free
到底教会在安息日做什么事呢
and what is the church supposed to do on the days of Sabbath
所以教会在安息日的时候我们不再守这样的一个日子
so that for a church we no longer follow the rules of the day
我们在这样的一个日子我们所需要的是主
And on that day, we only focus on the Lord.
我们要的是主
And we only want the Lord.
我们不要安息日这个条例
We don't want the Sabbath and the rules that came with it.
所以就在这样的一个日子我们借着侍奉我们的主我们在这里预备灯油
And on that day, we use ourselves to serve.
好像我们里面这样的灯常常有油
To prepare for us the oil such that this lamp can burn.
所以圣灵的工作一次一次可以坐在我们这样的人的身上
so that the work of God can be worked once more on us
所以我们侍奉主我们也按着神所喜悦的新的样子来侍奉他
and when we serve him with this new image that he has given us
我们也知道说在这样的日子我们真的能够安息于主
and with that we could truly receive rest
我们不会觉得说啊，来到主的面前聚会是付了多少的代价
That we no longer will think that we are paying the heavy price to come.
好像要把时间分别出来给主是很难的一件事。
Just like we make it such a big deal to take a little time to come.
我们一想到这个日子是主要祝福我们的日子。
Because when we think that it is the time for us to receive our blessing.
我们的心早早就预备好。
Then we will want to come prepared.
我们要来享受这样的日子。
We will want to come to enjoy it.
所以当教会在安息日要做什么呢
So what is the church supposed to do on the day of Sabbath?
弟兄姊妹我们不是在这里把重担再加给别人
Brothers and sisters, we are not giving a heavy burden to each other.
教会在这样的一个日子里面要把那样的安息带给人
On that date, we as a church is supposed to bring rest.
我们不但自己得到安息我们也希望我们身旁的人跟我们一起得安息
Not only we will receive rest, but we will bring rest to the others.
我们在这里侍奉主
Because we serve.
何等的宝贵
How precious it is that we can serve.
最近有一个我的同学就跟我分享一件事
Recently a classmate shared this with me.
所以呢他就分享到就是说他在服侍主的时候
And he said that when he served,
那他看到很多人都有不同的嗜好
that he would see that different people have different hobbies
那他就想到说到底我在神的面前的嗜好是什么
and he thought about so what is my hobbies
然后就说、哦、他看到好多人现在都很容易就玩那个电动的玩具他在他教会的青少年
and he said that a lot of teenagers at his church play video games
那也很喜欢做其他的事情
or maybe they do other activities
那他的手上呢有一个工具叫做圣经工具，叫做 Bible tool。
And then he has this Bible tool。
那其中有一个圣经工具，他就非常喜欢。
And one of these Bible tools, he is that's his favorite。
所以呢，他就说到说这个就是我的电动玩具。
And then he said, these Bible tools is my video games。
他说他每一天在思想主的话语的时候。
And every time he thinks about the word of God。
啊，借着这个工具，他进去的时候，他发现啊，他读神的话越玩就越起劲。
And then through this Bible tool, he would read more and more。
他发现借着这样的一个工具去思想神话的时候，
And he also said that through this Bible too, he can look deeper into the word.
神就把他那样的奥秘一直显现给他看。
And when he looks deeper, he reveals more secrets of the word.
所以他说用这个工具在这样的一个生活里面他享受着主。
So he said that through this Bible too, he get to enjoy the Lord.
他读很多神的话他也不觉得疲倦。
And through this Bible too, he can read and read and he won't get tired.
弟兄姊妹，我就想到当我们面对前面的侍奉的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we think of the service that we have to perform,
我们都是属神的儿女，到底在我们的侍奉上面我们愿意献给神什么？
That as children of God, what are we willing to offer?
所以作为一个侍奉主的人来讲，在我的心里面，我当然是很希望许多的弟兄姊妹都能够一起来侍奉。
So as someone who serves, I want everyone to participate and serve with me.
所以也就是尽我的全力在这里鼓励弟兄姊妹一同来侍奉。
So here I'm using all my might to encourage you.
当然我自己也要非常的小心。
And in fact, I need to be careful as well.
因为就在那样鼓励的过程里面，可能我无形中又把重担加给了你们。
It's because when I try to encourage you, I don't want to put my burden on you.
可是我们确确实实的要明白一件事情。
But one thing we have to all understand.
我们里面对于侍奉主这样一个心智呢，是从我们里面发出来的。
Is that do you have this will to serve?
还不是人对我们的要求。
It is not something that people can ask you for.
它确实是我们因着认识神，在这样的一个日子里面要祝福我们，所以我们愿意侍奉他。
But are you willing to serve because you understand the will of God?
有一个故事就讲到有两批的人。
That there's a story that said there's these two groups of people.
那他们在不同的时间就上了两艘船。
And in different time, they got into different boats.
其中一艘船呢是神的儿女坐在上面。
Now, one of the boats is filled with children of God.
另外一艘船呢是不认识神的人坐在上面。
And their other boat is filled with people that did not know God.
那在岸上呢，同时间呢也有两批人。
And then on the shore, there's two other groups of people.
那这两批人呢，当时呢就弄乱了。
And these two groups of people, they are somehow they all got mixed up.
那这一批人呢，其中呢属神的儿女呢，就走到这个不认识神的儿女中间。
And these people of God walked up to the other group who did not know God.
那不认识神的这些人呢，就走到神的儿女中间。
And this group of people that did not know God, they got mixed up with the people that know God.
那这两批人在这两个船上呢，同时发现他们没办法得到安息。
And then for these two different group of people, they're all mixed up and they can no longer find rest.
因为神的儿女在这个世人中间的时候，他们发现好像他们在那个船上的生活跟他们真正想要过的日子完全不一样。
Because the children of God, when they got mixed up with the non-believers, they can't really live their life like they wanted to.
他们很难融入那样的一个生活里面。
And they can no longer mix it up with the non-believers.
当然不认识神的人，他们进到这一个船上，认识神的这些百姓的船上的时候。
And when the non-believers got together with the Christians.
那他们也很难安息下来。
And they couldn't do what they wanted to do.
因为他那不是他们能够生活的一个地方。
Because they couldn't follow what the other people wanted to do.
弟兄姊妹，今天有许多的人走到我们中间的时候。
And brothers and sisters, when we get mixed up with a lot of other people.
福音是传给他们的。
But I tell you, we are supposed to preach that gospel.
我们要尽我们的能力在那里服侍他们。
That we need to use our might to serve them.
好像他们在神的面前也能够和我们一同得到这样的安息。
So that these non-believers can find rest as well.
教会在安息日所当做的事。
Now, what is the church supposed to do on Sabbath?
把主带给需要的人。
Is that we're supposed to bring the Lord to others.
我们不将重担放在人的身上。
And not laid our heavy burdens on them.
那我们常常在这样的日子享受主的同在。
So that everyone can enjoy the presence of the Lord.
一同侍奉主。
To serve the Lord.
我们再来唱诗歌465首。
Let's sing Psalm 465 again.